Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajinyo Mehta with the news. The headlines. Center approves continuation of Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31. Nagaland to digitize all birth and death registrations. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo meets Gujarat media delegation, highlights Nagaland's development and culture. And in Santosh Trophy, Nagaland opens campaign with loss to West Bengal. And now the news in detail. The government today approved the continuation of Atal Pension Yojana till the year 2030-31, along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. The scheme was launched in May 2015 with the objective of providing old-age income security to workers in the unorganized sector. More reports.
Atal Pension Yojana offers a guaranteed minimum pension ranging from 1,000 to 5,000 rupees per month after attaining the age of 60, depending on the subscriber's contribution. Over 8 crore 66 lakh subscribers have been enrolled so far under the scheme, making it a cornerstone of country's inclusive social security framework. Moa, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Directorate of Economics and Statistics Nagaland is targeting to completely phase out all manual registration of births and deaths in the state. This was stated by Advisor Economics and Statistics H. Setrong Q. Sangtam during a press conference on the implementation of the Nagaland Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Rules 2024 today. He said all registrations will now shift to the online portal, with manual certificates already issued also being digitalized in the days to come. Mr. Sangtam also highlighted the importance of civil registration in ensuring legal identity and effective delivery of social welfare services.
Registering this event ensures the legal identity of every individual and at the same time enables the state government to plan a better social welfare program for the people of the state, which will be very beneficial for the people. The new act will help create a national and a state level database of registered births and deaths to ensure efficient and transparent delivery of public services and social benefits.
The advisor noted that the Nagaland Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Rules 2024 were notified in February 2025. Under the new provisions, a birth certificate is the only document to prove the place and date for persons born on or before the 1st October 2023 for various purposes, including school admissions and government jobs. To facilitate easy procedure and creation of a real-time database, the Office of the Registrar General of India has developed a uniform online registration system. The CRS portal can be accessed at dc.crsorgi.gov.in. The State Department said out of the 1,474 registration units across the state, 889 have been activated on the online portal. The department urged the public to ensure that every birth and death is promptly registered. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo today met with a visiting media delegation from Gujarat at his official residence in Kohima. During the interaction, Mr. Ryo highlighted various aspects of Nagaland, including its history, socio-economic conditions, and special provisions under Article 371A, noting that restrictions on land ownership have limited industrial investment in the state. He emphasized that while natural resources of Nagaland cannot be exploited, its educated and skilled youth form a strong human resource base working across India and abroad. The Chief Minister also spoke about the state's growing ties with Japan. A total of 15 media professionals from Gujarat arrived in the state on Sunday for a five-day tour sponsored by PIB Ahmedabad under the Media Exchange Program of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. The visit aims to showcase Nagaland's development initiatives and rich cultural heritage and to strengthen ties between Nagaland and Gujarat. Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution and Social Justice and Empowerment, B.L. Verma, is on a two-day visit to Nagaland. During his tour, the minister is reviewing various ongoing projects and central-sponsored schemes in Chumukedima district. Earlier today, Mr. Verma visited the Anganwadi Center cum crash in Dipupar, Fair Price Shop, and reviewed the ongoing construction of Unity Mall and the Cancer Treatment Center at Referral Hospital. He said the government is continuously committed to maternal and child welfare as well as nutritional security for all-round development of the Northeast, highlighting the center's vision of translating Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat into reality on the ground. He noted that projects like the Unity Mall will not only bring national recognition to local products, artisans and MSMEs, but will also strengthen Nagaland's culture and the spirit of Atmanirbhar Bharat. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has emphasized on a governance model that respects country's civilizational roots, values its heritage and culture, and delivers development. Speaking at an event in Karnataka today, he said people are progressing materially while remaining spiritually anchored.
Dignity of knowing who we are, where we come from, and what the values guide us to march forward. It affirms that the nation rooted in its civilization stands taller than the modern world.
Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has extended greetings to the people of Manipur, Meghalaya and Tripura as they celebrate their statehood day today. In a series of posts on X, Mr. Ryo conveyed best wishes to Manipur, expressing hope that the occasion would inspire renewed unity, peace and progress, guiding the state towards a future of peace, prosperity and inclusive growth. To the people of Meghalaya, he hoped that the state would continue to progress in harmony and cultural pride to attain new heights of growth and prosperity. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Ryo expressed confidence that Tripura would continue to move forward on the path of harmony, development and well-being for all its citizens. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the center, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the projects related to Ministry of Coal. A report.
The Ministry of Coal facilitates a range of initiatives relating to the coal sector, including coal mining projects and associated infrastructure. These initiatives are aimed at ensuring the availability of coal for key end-use sectors such as power generation and railways in support of national energy requirements. At present, 134 projects with a total investment of over 3 lakh crore rupees are being monitored under Pragati-led ecosystem comprising 122 coal sector projects. Out of them, 16 key projects worth over 1,19,000 crore rupees have been reviewed by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi under Pragati, of which 5 projects are already commissioned and 11 projects are under implementation. A total of 491 issues have arisen across 92 projects under the Ministry of Coal. Of this, 465 issues have been resolved, including 120 issues pertaining to Pragati-reviewed projects. Mua, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And in sports, the final round of the Santosh Trophy football tournament kicked off today in Assam. Nagaland opened its campaign in the competition with a 4-0 loss to defending champions West Bengal. In the other matches of the day, Rajasthan defeated Uttarakhand 3-0, while Tamil Nadu edged past host Assam 1-0. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Center approves continuation of Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31. Nagaland to digitize all birth and death registrations. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo meets Gujarat media delegation, highlights Nagaland's development and culture. And in Santosh Trophy, Nagaland opens campaign with loss to West Bengal. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.